Hey everybody, welcome back to the Alignment Academy with Rima. So excited about today's topic. And just a few moments ago, maybe like an hour ago, I was called to watch a YouTube video from one of my favorite leaders, authors, like spiritual mentors, and I got so hype and excited, and I was like, wow, this video is so impactful. And then I started thinking about the first book written by him called The Ancient Healing Wisdom of Africa, and then I was just thinking about all the books that definitely like next level completely changed my life, and I was like, someone could probably benefit from these books as well. So I want to make a video about 5 books that really helped me step into my power. It really helped me in my growth journey. It really helped me in my inner work journey. It really helped me just reach new levels and next levels in my life. So let's talk about these books and just a little bit about who I am and what I do. I help women who feel stuck, who feel unfulfilled, who don't feel in their power, who feel anxious and tired and overworked. I help them completely transform their life into their most empowered life, their most confident life, their most luscious, easeful, juicy life. And I guide them through that potent transformation. So if this resonates with you, make sure you like and subscribe. And also, if you would like to work one-on-one together, I am open to that as well. I will leave an email below in the caption in the comments. But let's jump into it. Let's talk about these books. So first, I want to talk about the author in the book that I was just talking about. In this book, it's called The Healing Wisdom of Africa. So I'll put it right there. In this book, honestly, this book is so transformative. And I'm going to be honest, this book almost to me feels a little advanced. So if you've been doing personal development, inner work, or even a spiritual journey, a religious journey, like you're just on this journey of going deeper into yourself and your true self and your true calling, and you've been on that for a while, I would highly, highly, highly recommend this book. If you are in the beginning of your journey, this book might be a bit much. You might be like, what the heck is he talking about? But the subtext here in the book says, finding life purpose through nature, ritual, and community. And when I think of this book, I think of this book as like medicine that modern society needs. Because when you look at today and you just look around, I mean, look at the rates of people who feel sick mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. People are just like so overworked, so anxious, having all of these different diseases or like diagnoses are the norm in many cities. And when you look at that, it's like, is that normal? Like, is that how we've existed in the past for thousands, for millions of years? Probably not. Like, something today is distorted. Like, something's off. And I feel like the wisdom that Maladoma Sumé brings to this book, ancestor Maladoma Sumé, that he brings to this book, is just like the medicine that we really need in today's society, especially when it comes to community. The first thing that's come into my mind when I think of this book is community, because the way they approach community in his culture, the Dogara culture, is next level. I mean, everyone feels so seen, so supported before they're even born. Like when they're in the womb, they just have a next level technique and way of being when it comes to community. And is really like no person is left behind. No person is sick. Like that sick person is going to be healed. And the way they just, you have to read the book to fully understand. But the way they approach community, I feel like modern society could benefit from it so much, because I'm sure a part of the reason why so many people are sick today is because of a lack of community, people feeling lonely from birth, probably, you know, not really having the support that they needed from their family, from their entire community. And one of my mom's favorite sayings is that it takes a village to raise a child. So this book really just dives into that times 1,000. Like, it's such next level. And something else this book really touches on that I love is initiation and how that is a part of so many different cultures, but it's really a core part of you diving deeper into yourself. And it's so interesting the way that he describes it is, when it comes to initiation in modern society, since we don't have a ritual, a container for initiation, so many people go through initiations for years. Like, think of those years in your life where you've been through 2 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever it was, where it was really just like so many hardships on top of hardships on top of hardships. And that might have been your initiation. But in the culture that he is from, it's more intentional. It's an intentional initiation that guides you into adulthood. And the way they approach elders in this community is so beautiful. When you think about elders in modern society, it's like so many people kind of just like discard them or put them in elderly homes. Like, their wisdom, their life experience, their knowledge, their healing powers, their power in general is not really being used. But the elders in this community, I mean, like, they're the guides, they're the spiritual guides, they're the emotional guides, they bless people. It's such a huge honor and respect to be an elder in this community. And it's like, it's crazy when you think of how we approach elders here and even how we approach aging. Like, I'm in my 30s now, and so many people in their 30s feel old in the way they talk about it. And I'm just like, what is going on? Like, this, it doesn't, the math is not mathing. It does not make sense. But this book is next level. And also the way they, I feel like I can't even talk about this too much without giving away any spoilers in the book, but the way they talk about nature and the healing powers of nature, it's so next level. So I would definitely recommend this book. And I'm so grateful. One of my teachers worked with Maladoma Sumé before he passed away, so I feel like I learned so much from her as well. But it's so interesting because when we think about, so many people live in a bubble. So you think that the way you grew up or the country you live in, like, you think that that is it. But I truly believe that so many cultures, we have good things about our cultures, but we also might have bad things about our cultures. Like, maybe there's other things that we could do better, and maybe there's someone else, another culture out there that does it better, and we could learn from them. So when I think about community, when I think about family, when I think about healing, like, there's so much to learn from this culture. What does this say? Okay, this is an affirmation. I guess I had it in there. It's a book holder, and it says, I no longer dim my light to make others comfortable. My light shines regardless if it's received or not. I love that. I no longer dim my light to make others comfortable. My light shines regardless if it's received or not. And this is actually from one of my teachers, I See You Wellness. Definitely check out her site. She has beautiful, beautiful products and a beautiful, beautiful community. I'll also link that below as well. But I feel like this wanted to be read. I don't know the way it popped out. But when it comes to learning from different cultures, I mean, this is truly like, this book is literally medicine for your life. And I feel like if you implement some of these techniques into your life, in even this just came to me as well. The technology that this culture have, it's so interesting too, because they have technologies, but they might call it more like spiritual technologies. Modern science and physics and all of these things are now proving what these people have been doing for for thousands of years. I don't even know how long, but they've been doing stuff for so long. And now modern science is like, oh, this equation or this thing is real. But older cultures like this are like, well, duh. Like, what are y'all talking about? This isn't a new thing that you're inventing or discovering. Like, we knew this for years. So much wisdom in this book. Definitely read it if it calls out. But like I said, it's a potent book. It might be a lot. You might be like, what did this girl recommend? And then, all right, so next book. So the next book is, let's do Lady Balls, because I just finished this one. So Lady Balls is by Mina Irfan. This one, How to Become Savagely Successful in a World Addicted to Suffering. This one is for all the girls, point blank period, read it. If you want to live your best life, and just like how the subtitle says, if you want to be savagely successful in a world addicted to suffering, then you need to read this book. It talks about everything from boundaries to relationships, manifesting. It's kind of like a blueprint. It is so, so good for women. And I feel like all women, even if you're super young, if you're a girl, you could probably read this as well. But if you're on your inner work journey, your transformation journey, you're reaching next levels, you know that there's more that you want to do in life, more that you want to be, and you're not trying to do it the I got to work hard to make all this money type of way, this is your book. Because this channel is not about that. This book is not about that. And it is just such a juicy, beautiful book, and I just finished it, so I'm like, this needs to be in the YouTube video. And then we have, okay, so we have I Feel Your Pain, a 7-step survival guide for empaths, intuitives, and highly sensitive people. So this book, in my opinion, is a must read if you are an entrepreneur and you're in the coaching business, some type of life coach, wellness coach, like you're working with other people one-on-one, I feel like this is a really important book to read, because you have to be really mindful about your energy and their energy and guiding them, but then also making sure you're not taking on their energy in an unhealthy way. And this book dives deep into that so, so, so much. And basically this book, so the author of this book, she's really, really powerful and really, really intuitive. Maybe like a lot of people, I don't know if she considers herself like psychic and all that, but a lot of people would definitely say that. And her gifts were kind of getting in the way of her living her best life, like trying to go to the supermarket, just, you know, trying to do all of these things. It was getting in the way, and there was no guidance, no like wisdom or container on just like how to make that a superpower and not something that continues to get in the way of your everyday life. And if you consider yourself a sensitive, so I'm all of this stuff, like I'm highly sensitive, like I'm very intuitive, and you want to make all of those things your superpower and not have it get in the way of your life, this book is next level. This book literally changed my life at a time where that part of me was growing stronger and stronger, and I was like, what the heck is going on? And I didn't have the tools to really manage it, and this book like fell into my lap, and I was like, oh, thank you, God. Because this book is everything. But I truly believe that everyone is intuitive too, especially if you're a woman. Like, that's all of our superpowers. So as you dive deeper into yourself, even if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, that's not me, like I'm not sensitive or I'm not an empath or intuitive, if you're a woman, you every human, period, has connection to their intuition. It's just a muscle. It's like going to the gym. If you never worked out before, then you don't have any muscles. You're not strong. If you never listened to your intuition before, then you're not strong in that part of your life. But every human has access to it. And if you're a woman, it's heightened. So as you go deeper into your journey, your inner work journey, it's going to come out more. And if it starts coming out a lot, or you just want to find different techniques and ways to listen to your intuition, this is also a good read. So I do think that it's for everyone. It's not just for the subtitle, like, you know, for the highly sensitives, etc. Like, this is a good book for anyone that just wants to listen to their intuition more and have more guidance and steps on how to do that. Yes. So then the next one. So this is, I'm going to link all these books below as well. But this is Women Who Run With Wolves. And this book, the subtitle, Myths and Stories of the Wild Woman Archetype. So clearly there's a theme going on. Like, I have all these books just about, like, it's for my page. It's for the girls. But this is so good. I think men can also read this book too. Maybe if you have daughters, if you have children, it's really good. But this book is next level. So something that this book actually touches on is the power of stories in cultures, just like being raised with different stories, because it accesses a different part of your psyche where you can retain information in a different type of way. So they go deep. I forgot about that part. They go deep into, like, the power of stories and, like, oral traditions and just passing down stories in a culture. But this book, that's what this book is. This book is different stories, different myths, different just like myths and stories about women, and they are so empowering. They're next level. Some of the stories, I would read it and be like, where are they going? What the heck? Like, where are they going with this story? But then once they break it down, it's like, wow, it's so beautiful. It's so next level. I don't want to talk about any of the stories in case you want to read it, but the stories are very, just like the other book says, like, it accesses a different part of your psyche, and it's very activating. Like, it activates a different part of you that might have been dormant. So if you're trying to be activated, step into your power a little bit more, a lot more, I would highly, highly recommend this book. I feel like everyone should read this book who's, like, once you hit adulthood or, like, young teenager, like 16, like, it should just be like a must read. Must read. So, and speaking of, like, younger days, this was my favorite childhood book, Maya Angelou, I Know Why the Caged Bird. Oh, this is Letter to My Daughter. I thought I'd pick I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I was, like, moving too fast. I saw Maya Angelou and just, like, picked up the book. But the last book is Maya Angelou, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I'm not going to grab it. I'll link it below. But that is my favorite book from childhood. So when I was, like, 13, I was like, I used to, like, reread it. I was like, wow, this is everything. I haven't read it in a very long time, like, since I was younger. But it's interesting too. I recently found out, I think last year I found out, that Maya Angelou, she has the most banned books in America. And I was really, like, surprised to hear that. But it's interesting, like, when people got to start banning something that hard, you know it's powerful, because they don't want you to read it. They're like, we don't want the people to read this. But I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, I mean, she grew up, she had such a rough childhood, and she was even mute for so many years. And it's crazy because now she's one of the most powerful authors and speakers ever. So the fact that she didn't speak for, like, a large portion of her childhood is crazy. But it really, I think that I think the reason why I related to it so much is because I saw at a young age some of the hardships that I've been through as a child as a superpower. It kind of changed my perspective as a young age. So instead of seeing some of the hard things I've been through or some of the hard things I witness as a negative thing, I was like, oh wow, like this is my superpower. That's kind of what Maya Angelou did. And I feel like that's really important for anyone. You know, sometimes we look at some of the things that we've been through as so negative. And of course, like hard things happen to people and we have to experience grief and we have to, you know, go through our feelings and feel it. We can't just ignore it. And I do think that it's an opportunity for it to be your superpower, where now maybe you can help other people and you can relate to them because you've been through it. It's like, you know, if someone comes to you and they're trying to help you out with something but they never been through it, you're kind of looking at them sideways like, chick, you don't relate, like you never been here. But the fact that you've been through hard things is like, yeah, I'm on the other side now, announce my superpower, because if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't know X, Y, and Z. So I highly recommend that book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and that's my last book. Yeah, I felt called to come on here today and to talk about books. I think that books, I mean, it can be a cheat code. Like, you're learning from people who've already been through it. You're learning from different cultures. It's such a profound thing to do. And I think that these books have definitely helped me. It's so funny that I grabbed the wrong Maya Angelou book. But these books have really, really helped me enter new levels in my life. And yeah, let me know below, like, what is that book for you that just helped you change the game, that helped you reach next levels in your life? And yeah, I look forward to talking to you all in the next video. See you.